Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcast.
He was like, I found your birth mom. I'm pretty sure it's her. And you owe me $500.
All it takes is just one financial decision to change everything.
It's now or never. I have to make a final decision right now.
One choice can set you down an entirely new path. Maybe it puts you in front of millions of strangers.
And I was like, holy shit. Like, my face is on my TV right
now. That's so scary.
Yeah, it was wild. The only thing I think of was like, wow, my hair looks great.
Or maybe it's a path that you take completely in secret.
What am I going to tell my parents that I'm addicted to sending thousands of dollars to strangers online to random women? Like, it's just this taboo thing.
I'm Rima Khreis, host of Marketplace's podcast, This is Uncomfortable. And we are back with all new episodes about life and how money messes with it. This time, we explore the big and small decisions that can have lasting impacts on our livelihoods. Decisions you felt forced to make when confronted with impossible situations.
My mouth dropped. I didn't know what to say in that moment. But also, there was a colleague that was sitting across from me, and he just mouthed to me, that was the most racist thing I've ever heard.
I heard a couple times, if you don't make this chick cry, you're fired. And that was more of like a joke, winky winky, but of course you're gonna have that in your head, like, oh, is she serious?
And then there are times when you might not even be able to afford to make the choices you actually wanna make, when you feel trapped in a cycle.
I never have owned any property. I've wrecked every car I've ever had, been fired from every job, kicked out of college, like I can't accumulate any savings.
And sometimes the only way you can make a life-altering decision is when the unexpected happens.
The night I got my settlement offer, one of the first things I said was, we can have a baby if we want.
From the real cost of egg donation to confronting addictions, this season we are tackling a lot of uncomfortable questions. Like, how far would you go to be debt-free?
I needed to pay this off first for my own sanity because I just could not live with this.
What's your time worth?
I spent half an hour taking $1 from him just to prove that I could make any amount a really, really hot time.
And what would you do to survive?
They gave me the check as soon as I woke up.
I'm imagining you like on the hospital bed and someone's like literally handing you a check.
Yes, that's what happened.
Really?
Yes, because I remember thinking, God, I hope I don't lose this.
New episodes drop May 18th. We'll catch y'all then.
On Debt, Sex, and Money, we feature interviews with you, our community of listeners, getting honest about uncomfortable things.
I developed an illness where it isn't safe for me to drive. A friend once said to me, sex is like air. You don't think about it until you're not getting enough. This is a similar sort of thing if you just replace sex with driving.
Listen to Debt, Sex, and Money wherever you get podcasts.